Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying hazy today, sunshine with our high nearing 86. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Some scattered showers possible early on Friday, then sunny with a high of 86 and clear skies in 59 throughout Friday night. Sunny at 86 again on Saturday and more showers possible Saturday night with a low of 60. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State University has announced their project LEAPS, known for learning, exploration, and application for prospective engineering students, says they are working to try and push students into degrees that carry the STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, thanks to what they say is a three-year grant that was awarded to the College of Education's Rural Education Center. KWCH News reports the grant came from the U.S. Department of Defense for nearly $2.7 million that are set to benefit roughly 500 middle and high school students across the state, along with 53 educators by the end of this year of 2023. They say the project hopes to mentor and promote science, technology, engineering, and mathematics degrees, along with careers to 7th through 12th graders across the state, as it was part of a $47 million grant award program through the National Defense Education Program. They say already for the summertime, roughly 280 students in 32 different schools participated in middle school virtual camps throughout the summer.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The investigations are still ongoing regarding the serial killer Dennis Rader and some of the new potential victims, as the daughter of Rader, Carrie Rawson, has been sharing more than 200 different photos of sketches that the killer made that could be clues to potential victims.
There's 200 of these drawings. We're trying to sort out, are these actual crime scenes? Are they actual missing victims? And there are at least 9 cases that have been reopened across 3 states. We're looking at several more. I'm not at liberty to discuss complete numbers right now. I don't think anybody has a concept, really, of full numbers.
That audio from KIGG News, as Rawson has been sitting down with CNN earlier this week to discuss many of the cases and the drawings. Well, right now, the most two prominent cases that are under investigation include Cynthia Kinney in Oklahoma and Shauna Garber out of Missouri. Well, Rawson says she's been working with law enforcement to try and get information out of her father, as she can get to him more than anyone else.
I know my dad very well. I'm an expert on him. We're matching my memories, say, to his evidence.
Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has officially signed the executive order establishing a, quote, women's bill of rights in the state, defining a biological definition of male and female, along with detailing the differences between the two sexes. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the executive order declares that in a matter of the state, quote, the biological differences between the sexes are enduring, and that the sex of a person will be defined by the gender designated at birth. According to the governor, he said the executive order was necessary due to, quote, inconsistencies in policy initiatives, along with court rulings that have led to endangerment of single-sex spaces. They say the mandate applies to facilities with gender designations, including prisons, schools, domestic violence shelters, and rape crisis centers, along with locker rooms and restrooms. They say the order was based loosely off of what other states in the Mid-America region have done with their Women's Bill of Rights, including the states of Kansas and Oklahoma. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. With fall classes underway, area schools welcome new staff and teachers. Sean Spence will serve as superintendent for USD 498 Valley Heights this year. He's served 24 years as teacher, coach, and administrator, most recently as junior senior high principal at Eureka. Michael Savage is principal at Valley Heights Junior Senior High. A Barnes native, he was a teacher, coach, and administrator at Lynn, retiring in 2016, and returned to education with Valley Heights as a long-term sub previously. Other new faces at Valley Heights are ag instructor Carrie Husband, art teacher Elizabeth Bergkamp, Drew Horn as PE teacher, Ryan Ehrlich special ed, Kaylee Brenner K-12 social-emotional coach. At Marysville, USD 364, Christina Griffin is fifth grade teacher, Kate Elliott and Kelsey Lynn, fourth grade. Emily Ehrlich, third grade. Rachel Masseth-Benna assumes the librarian role. Janine Debley serves as instructional coach with Chase Green, science teacher. Ashley Hubbard, junior high counselor. And Keen Mulholland, vocal instructor. At USD 108, Washington County, Braden Hubbard teaches fifth grade and Gabe Sharp High School special ed. USD 113, Prairie Hills has Jackie Miller in fifth grade. At Axtell with Julia Lane, ELA, and Lisa Altman for music. USD 380 has Olivia Kennedy, first grade, Kelly Horgan, fourth grade, and Stacy Bussing, sixth grade teachers at Frankfurt, with Carissa Shirley, music instructor, Adam Schreiner, social studies, with Tamara Steinlogge, curriculum director. At Centralia, Misty Poe is business teacher. New at Hanover is ag instructor Helena Johnson. While at Lynn, Michael Wright is ag teacher, Addison Bott, FACS, and Hannah Chestnut, fourth grade teacher. At Diller O'Dell, Robin Klaus teaches art, Heather Hebley, third, and Carson Ebeling, fourth grade teachers. At Southern, Jacob Voorhoos is music instructor, Ashley McConnell, second grade, and Shelby Decker, elementary special education. Kansas State Board of Education has been jointly petitioned by three school districts initiating formal mediation as to district boundaries involving Prairie Hills USD 113 following closure of the Wetmore Academic Center last year. USD 380 Vermilion, USD 115 Nemaha Central, and USD 335 Jackson Heights contend that some of 125 students from Wetmore, a majority have requested transfer to adjacent districts or homeschooling. Jackson Heights has taken on some 100 of these, adding bus routes and staff to accommodate, and will not currently receive any additional state aid. Negotiations were undertaken in April as to mutual land transfers. Prairie Hills contends they have adequate space and staff at other district facilities to include the affected students. They further noted population declines in rural areas and considered due diligence with regard to providing financial oversight in educating those within their district. See Kansas is on exhibit throughout the month of September at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. The exhibit features artwork by artists from across the state spotlighting favorite Kansas sites. The exhibit opens September 7th. Nine pieces of art make up the See Kansas exhibition. Channeling National Parks posters of the 1930s and 40s, nine Kansas artists re-envision some of the state's most iconic outdoor spaces, mimicking a style that started in 1935 by artists who were employed by the Federal Art Project through the Works Progress Administration. That federal project's goal was to promote America's national parks and areas of natural beauty using a distinctive style. The Art Center will be open extended hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6 in conjunction with the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend, which will also include a variety of vintage bicycles on display. 10th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash in Marysville departs 7 a.m. Saturday, with the riders arriving back midday, and supporters are welcome at 7th and Broadway. A fun ride Saturday is planned for kids 12 and under with a 7:30 a.m. registration. Ride starts at 8:30 downtown. An adult must register the child, who will need to wear a helmet. A limited number of free helmets will be given away, and prizes after the race, including a new bicycle. Also Saturday, St. Gregory Catholic School Half Marathon and 5K fundraiser. Leave downtown at 8 and 8:15. 350 riders are expected for the Gravel Dash, arriving in Marysville Friday for organizational meetings, with the ride Saturday. Teresa Burton Kuckelman, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m., from the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. Rosary at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church, with a visitation from 6 until 7 p.m. Anders Feifley Funeral. I'm in charge of arrangements for Teresa Burton Kuckelman. Virgil J. Dieters, age 83, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Virgil Dieters. Ralph W. Hagenmeyer, age 78, of Randolph, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Randolph Community Church. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6, at the Anders Feifley Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Hagenmeyer. Kisten Mashburn, age 2, of Washington, passed away Monday at CMH. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial at Washington City Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Friday, 5 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kisten Mashburn. Leland H. Lohmeyer, age 76, of Lynn, passed away September 3rd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m., with a visitation at 9:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leland Lohmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, scalloped potatoes, Capri blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, Baby Bakers, Normandy blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Hi, my name is Todd Fry, and I'm running for Marysville Mayor. Our community needs cooperation, communication, and continuous improvement that benefits all its members. I've served on the Marysville City Council for more than 12 years. My agenda is Marysville. We need leadership willing to listen to all voices and address concerns with common sense, fairness, and decency. Marysville has challenges ahead, and it's important that everyone be heard. Let's work together and succeed together. I would appreciate your vote on November 7th.
Paid for by Todd Fry for Marysville City Mayor.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and hazy today with our highs in the mid-80s and upper 90s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Some rain may linger early on Friday, then sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, then staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s, then scattered showers are possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Rain showers are possible on Sunday, mixing with sunshine, cooler with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s, and showers become more likely into Sunday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. More showers are likely on Monday, staying cloudy and even cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And scattered showers are possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. And some rain Tuesday with highs nearing the 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening at 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:01. Smoke present Wednesday is expected to start to lift and move out of the area. That a result of Canadian wildfires moved south by the recent cold front. 49 degrees this hour, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of September. KNDY News Time is 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Keys moves on at the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Even the reigning Wimbledon champion can't slow her down. American Madison Keys rolling into the U.S. Open semifinals, upsetting Marketa Vondrashova last night in straight sets 6-1, 6-4. Keys post-match.
Just really focusing on trying to keep doing what was working and not get rattled if there's longer points or she comes up with some really good shots.
Tonight, she'll face Aryna Sabalenka, who also advanced in straight sets. On the men's side, Carlos Alcaraz is heading to the semifinals, dispatching Alexander Zverev 6-3, 6-2, and 6-4. Alcaraz after the win.
As I was playing in the first set, you know, be able to win it, it was great for me, you know, to give him more confidence.
Friday, he'll face Daniil Medvedev, who took out Andrei Rublev in straight sets. To the baseball pennant races, the Astros launched 5 home runs against the fading Rangers, including a 4-run shot in the third.
Here it is. Driven to left field. Did he do it? Did he do it? Yes, he did! Grand slam! Jose Abreu!
The call on KBME, Astros crushed the Rangers 12-3, sweeping the series and dropping Texas 3 games back of the AL West lead. The Mariners kept pace, doubling up the Reds 8-4 to remain a game back. The Pirates edged the Brewers 5-4. Cubs beat the Giants 8-2 to close to within a game and a half of the Brewers for the NL Central lead. The Orioles beat the Angels 10-3. Guardians topped the Twins 2-1. Cardinals 11, Braves 6. The Marlins crushed the Dodgers 11-4. Kim Mulkey, who led the LSU women's basketball team to the national championship, agreed to a 10-year, $32 million extension. The NFL season kicks off tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs open their title defense, hosting the Detroit Lions. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's
Friday night feature game, Washington County at Frankfort on FM 95.5, Marysville at Waumego on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Join KNDY for a remote broadcast at First National Bank Frankfort on Friday, September 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. during their Customer Appreciation Tailgate and Celebrate event. Celebrate the Frankfort Wildcats homecoming on FNB's lawn with a free delicious lunch to go. KNDY will be your source for live updates, fun, and excitement throughout the event. We're giving away tickets to the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Swing by our table and register to win. It's going to be a great celebration as First National Bank shows their appreciation to the Frankfort community. See you there.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today is Thursday. Before we get going on this Thursday and keeping you up to date all day long right here, let's check back in on yesterday. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for September, 471 and a half, up a half. December corn, 485 three quarters, that's down a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September, 746 and a half, up 25 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for December, 749 and a half, that's up 25. Oats for September, 475. even, and that's up 10 and a quarter. December oats at 498 and three quarters, and that's up 11 and a quarter. Taking a look at soybeans for September, 1360 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. November soybeans, 1376 and a quarter, and that's up 11 and a quarter. Looking at cotton for October, down $2 at $86 even. December cotton, down $1.76 at $87 even. Let's take a look at cattle, live cattle for October. $182.70. That's up $2.75. High was $183.07. Low, $179.90. Looking at live cattle for December, $186.50. That's up $2.35. High, $186.87. Low, $184.10. Feeder cattle for September, $253.15. That's up $1.77. High, $254.07. Low, $250.70. Feeders for October, $256.47. And that's your market information from yesterday. We'll keep you up to date all day long right here.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The nutritional needs of sows are different for maintenance, reproduction, and lactation. K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi discusses the various quantities that the swine require during the stages of their life. He begins with how much is needed during gestation and the things to adjust for depending on the animal's size.
So oftentimes sows are fed somewhere between 4 and 4.5 pounds a day during gestation in order to maintain their body maintenance needs and that growth needed for the reproduction aspect. So there's different ways that we feed sows. And again, everybody might be set up a little differently. We certainly have a number of sows that are fed individually. And in those cases, it's pretty easy to deliver the targeted amounts of feed that sow is needing based on the diet nutrient content and then the weight or age of the sow. Some of our older sows are a little bit bigger in body weight, so they need a little bit more feed just for their body maintenance. And so again, we can adjust the amount of feed per day based on that. The other side is if we have some sows or gilts that are really thin, we can individually feed those females more feed to get them to a moderate body condition, so it's more appropriate from after when they have their litter and start lactation.
He says that sows need enough feed after weaning to make sure that they are ready for their next cycle.
And so during that time from weaning until then, we want to make sure that we feed them, 5 to 6 pounds of feed to make sure that we're continuing to get their body in their reproductive tract, in their physiology ready to be rebred so they have a large litter on the subsequent litter the next time.
When lactating, her nutrient requirements increase, and DeRushi shares how much it does.
And so what we do is we formulate those diets with more amino acids or more protein, as well as more energy. And sometimes producers use some added liquid fat to actually provide more energy directly. And so what we find is generally when we move a sow into a farrowing facility, she'll generally get limit fed somewhere between 4.5 to 6 pounds per day until she farrows. And then after she has her litter, we want that sow to go up on full feed as much as she will eat every day until we wean her. And so we just want her to maximize her feed intake so she holds her body condition, so she's not pulling off her own muscle to produce milk. Because a lot of lactating sows will consume somewhere between 12 to 16 pounds per day.
That was K-State Swine Extension Specialist Joel DeRushi with the quantity of feed sows need through various stages of their life to make sure they are prepared for the next one. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll begin at 10:30 selling coals. Early consignments include 30 Holstein mixed steers and heifers weighing 3 to 700 pounds. 77 Holstein steers weigh 7 to 8. 25 Holstein steers off grass, 800 pounds. 5 mostly black cow-calf pairs, 3 to 7 years old. 5 black cow-calf pairs, June calves, they're older cows. 120 mostly black steers off grass weigh 5.5 to 650. 10 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 650. 18 weighing in at 6 to 650. 650. Mostly black steers never, 650 to 725. 7 black heifers, 750 to 775. 140 black and Charlotte Cross heifers weigh 750 to 8. 125 black and red steers off grass at 850 pounds, 60 weighing 850 to 875. 62 black and Charlotte Cross steers off grass weigh 9 to 925. 62 black steers off grass, 9 to 925. Also 150 mixed heifers, 925 to 975. And 20 mixed steers weigh 950 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. We start at 49 degrees this morning here in Marysville.
The Humble Pepper Shaker is easy to take for granted, but it took earth-shattering events to get it to your kitchen table. A little pepper retrospective today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. You can find a Humble Pepper Shaker on virtually every kitchen table in America, but we seldom think about the impact the tiny peppercorn has had on world history. The vine that produces the peppercorn, native to the Malabar coast of India, had trading ships crisscrossing the globe a few centuries ago to satisfy the European appetite for pepper and other Eastern spices. You could even say it's responsible for the discovery of America. Columbus voyages were all about finding new Eastern trade routes. Today, black pepper is the most used spice in the world. A little something to contemplate next time you say, "Pass the pepper, please." That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is week number one of the regular season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Detroit Lions for a Thursday night game to kick off the regular season with the Chiefs. Looking forward to dominating again after their Super Bowl victory last year. And the Detroit Lions starting off their game number one of the regular season, saying they're looking to put pressure onto quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Detroit's secondary would love a hurried Mahomes. It makes it a little easier to deal with Travis Kelce, in theory at least.
It's one of them nights, baby. It's one of them nights, baby.
Nothing about the Chiefs lineup suggests Kelce won't be Mahomes' go-to again. He's one of the special ones. You know what's going to him, but it doesn't tend to matter.
Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder, touchdown!
That audio from the NFL Network. Kickoff tonight for game number one is at 7:20 as Kansas City starts the season off at home at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley League volleyball scores from Tuesday evening at Troy. Hanover Wildcats finished 2-0. While the Troy Trojans finished 1-1 and Blue Valley Rams finished the evening 0-2. In Axtell, the Clifton Clyde Eagles finished the evening 2-0. Axtell goes 1-2, while Washington County falls 0-2. At Donovan West, Frankfort Wildcats finished the day 2-0, while Donovan West finishes 0-2. While at Onega, the Valley Heights Mustangs finished the day 3-0. The Centralia Panthers finished 2-1. Lynn Bulldogs finish 1-2, while the Onega Buffaloes finish 0-3. After 2 weeks, the Valley Heights Mustangs, Hanover Wildcats, and Frankfort Wildcats set in first place with undefeated lead records, while Clifton Clyde and Centralia set in second place, while Lynn rounds out your top three.
Marysville High Boys cross country team won the first meet of the season Saturday at the Marysville Country Club. Silas Miller placed first. Axtell's Bussing was 5th, Shaughnessy 9th, Applegarth of Washington County 16th, and Fulkerson of Centralia 18th among top 20 finishers. 1 point behind Marysville, Nemahal Central took 2nd. Axtell Boys finished 4th in boys' team totals. Riley County won the girls' division with Centralia runner-up. Thompson Baker of Washington County was 5th, Rempe of Centralia 12th, Allen of Centralia 13th, Fullstrip of Washington County finished 14th, and Costell of Axtell ran 16th. Several area teams run at Washington County Thursday this week, Marysville and Frankfort at Wamego Saturday. MHS volleyball team split. They fell to Rock Creek, took host Riley County last week. They were home to Concordia Tuesday and will compete at Nemahal Central Saturday. MHS girls tennis teams took 2nd place in the quad at Salina Central last week and was at Topeka Hayden Tuesday and Washburn Rural Thursday this week. Friday night feature game, Washington County at Frankfort on FM 95.5, Marysville at Wamego on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Sometimes I forget and reach across the bed in that early morning light. You're in my arms again when I'm only half awake. I softly call your name. For a moment you're with me, and I can still be